gear shift.
Does it matter whether it's on the column or on the floor?
No, it's still gear shift.
Okay. Then in some shopping centers, I guess, and apartment complexes, they have little things that are built up in the street that make you have to slow down. What would you call those?
Oh, that's a, I don't know what they call those things. It's just a speed bump or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people say that. Do you have names for different kinds of fire trucks?
No. Everybody around this area calls them fire truck or fire engine.
Mm-hmm. Which term would you be more likely to use?
Fire engine.
Mm-hmm. How about the kind that pumps water?
I still call it a fire engine.
Oh, the one with the hook and the ladder?
Well, no, a hook and ladder. It's the only one in the whole bunch of really sticks out in this area. They call it a hook and ladder.
Mm-hmm. Does our fire department here have those things that have the aerial boom and bucket for reaching to?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they have, yeah.
Do you have a name for that?
It's a telescopic boom is what it is.
Okay. Does the power company have those?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear that called cherry picker or?
No, I haven't.
Nothing like
probably
that? How about the kind of little vehicle that you might call, the fire department might send if somebody had a heart attack or something, an emergency situation?
I think, I don't know. I think they do have an emergency squad or something here that has an ambulance or a van or something that has certain types of equipment such as oxygen or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what I was trying to describe. If the fire chief came to the fire alone, what would he ride in?
They've got a car that they ride in.
Is it special in any way?
Well, no, it's just the chief's car.
Can you tell that it's his?
It's red.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how about the thing that members of the police department would ride in, the car? What would you call it?
The policeman themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we call it a police car.
Would you call it anything else?
Squad car.
How about the bigger thing that might would have room for several prisoners in the back?
Well, that's they have a wagon, but I don't know what they call it.
Did you ever hear Black Mariah for that?
I probably had it one time, but I don't think they use that word down here.
Okay. No, they don't use that everywhere in the country. How about
the paddy wagon, what they call it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I call it, too. What about the kind of thing, vehicle that you fly around in?
That's a helicopter.
Yeah, do you know any other name for that? Joking name or slang name?
Whirly bird.
Okay. And then the man who fights the fires, you call him what?
A firefighter.
Do you know any slang names? Or any uncomplimentary names?
No.
Well, how about any other names for policemen?
Well, you call a policeman, some people call him a flatfoot. The newer policeman that just started on the force is a rookie. And then they have sergeants, lieutenants, captains, like in the Army when they come up the ranks. That's about all I know.
Are there any really insulting names for policemen?
Oh, I think it is, but I'm not too familiar with it because I don't ever use it.
How would you refer to a member of the police force?
Police officer.
Okay. And then where do the firemen work? What do you call that?
Well, they work out of stations. You have several stations around town. We'll just say, for instance, north, south, east, and west. And they're assigned to these stations. Whichever one that they're assigned to is where they report and where they stay while they're on duty. The 8 hours or the 10 hours that they are on duty, they stay at that station.
Okay. How about where the policeman works?
In this area, they have stations now, too. Most of them, after they report to work, they don't actually stay there. They go out on the road and they're assigned to sections of the city.
I don't know what was the matter with the chief back there.
Then when they get off, they report back to the station that they...
Yes, sir.